Doctors who are treating the victims of the unexplained attacks on Americans in Cuba have discovered abnormalities in their brain as they've been searching for answers for how these patients developed all kinds of symptoms ranging from neurological to vision and cognitive problems. The doctors have found changes in the white matter tracts. White matter in the brain acts like highways of information that lets different parts of the brain talk to each other. These are the most specific medical findings to date that doctors have been able to come up with, showing that whatever harmed the Americans in Cuba, it led to discernible, measurable changes in their brain. Investigators still don't know what kind of device or weapon could cause these types of changes in the brain. And outside experts tell the AP that acoustic waves or sound has never been shown to change white matter tracts. They also say it's very unusual to see changes in the white matter without also seeing changes to the gray matter, neurons that process information in the brain. The U.S. says 24 American government workers in Havana were hit by unexplained attacks in their homes and in some cases hotels. Almost all of the Americans heard some unexplained sound and then later developed symptoms. Some of those symptoms included hearing loss, cognitive problems, memory and balance issues, and even eyesight problems. The U.S. says it still doesn't know who's doing this, but as it learns more about what's happened to these victims, they're learning more about how to treat potential cases in the future.
With white matter damage, there can be all sorts of behavioral or sensory or motor problems. Because the white matter is what really allows the entire brain to communicate with itself, damage to the white matter can cause changes in thinking. It can cause sensory changes in some cases. It can cause changes in movement or speed or thinking abilities in general. So typically when we talk about white matter damage that might be due to sound, we're talking about major explosions or what we call blast injuries. And so if someone is in a battlefield, for example, and there's an explosion near them, the massive sound waves can indeed disrupt the white matter and change the subtle microstructure of the white matter. And that's been documented. I'm not aware of anyone who's ever shown sort of more focused or subtle sound-related damage.